The last round of group matches comes off later today at the ongoing Orange Africa Cup of Nations, which is being hosted by Equatorial Guinea and Gabon. Group D leaders Ghana's Black Stars come face to face with second place Guinea in Franceville, while Mali takes on bottom place Botswana at the same time in Libreville. Sports analyst Carl Tufour tells Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gazy that the Ghana-Guinea match is the done deal for the Stars.
For Ghana to be eliminated, they would have to lose by 4-0 to Guinea, and Mali would have to win at least 1-0 or win by any margin against Botswana. And I can't foresee Ghana losing 4-0 to any team, let alone Guinea.
What game plan would you then suggest to Goran in this last group game, taking cognizance of the fact that mathematically Ghana has not qualified yet?
Mathematically, Ghana has not qualified yet, but when it's 99.999% certain, then you would want to expect that he would come in with a game plan, look at players who are on yellow cards, and decide whether it's worth the risk of putting them in or not. And then you've got to also take an advantage to look at one or two other players. So the responsibility is with him.
Ghana's captain John Mensah and Vosa were penalized and so missed the initial matches. But some fans are saying Jonathan Mensah and John Boy were a good pair at the defense in the absence. Now, which of these would you recommend to start the last group game and why?
In light of what has happened, I probably want to maintain the same pair of Boy and Mensah to continue the good work they've done. There's really nothing much at stake now. To give them the opportunity to stake a claim and see how it is and how they can continue to play the game the way it should be played. Then when you get to the quarterfinals, then you can think about those worries. So
some soccer fans are already getting disappointed with Ghana's number one poacher at the tournament. What do you personally make of Adam Kwarasi?
There seems to be a problem with his ability to go for crosses and things, and that is something that the goalkeeping coach Eddie Hansah has to work on. If we can see these flaws, then surely he might be able to see those flaws as well. So it's for him to work on it and make sure that, because as a goalkeeper, you don't go out and you don't go jumping to pick up a ball when you're not 100% certain of getting it, and other than that, you're starting the goal line. And I'm sure Eddie Hansah will have to work on it. If he doesn't, then I don't know what his role in the team is then.
You may not agree with me, but Ghana is not there yet. But which team would you prefer that the Stars meet at the quarterfinals, the North Africans, Tunisia, or neighboring Gabon?
As it stands right now, Gabon have topped the group, and then Tunisia are second. And obviously, if Ghana tops the group, they're going to meet Tunisia. And I suspect Ghana will top the group anyway, so it's going to be Tunisia. But I really couldn't care whether it's Gabon or not. We should stop this thing off. This one looks easier. They said about Equatorial Guinea, that's what they said about Gabon, and look what's happened.
You heard sports analyst Carl Tufour. Meanwhile, sports writer and football commentator Kwadna Yeboah, who is with the team in Franceville, says morale in camp is very high. Though the Stars are a confident side, Mr. Yeboah says they must be cautioned because the Guineans have demonstrated that they are not an easy side, indicating that the two teams are equally matched. The A's football commentator says he expects some changes in the lineup, with goalkeeper Adam Kwarasi and captain John Mensah as probable victims.
The boys are very, very high spirits, and let them understand that the whole nation would be offering them unflinching and unalloyed support. So fortunately, there are no major injury problems. Our spirit very, very high. You have to be here to appreciate what spirit they find themselves.
Do you have an idea about Ghana's starting lineup for the last group game with Guinea?
I think we're going to have a number of changes in this team. People should not be surprised if Kwarasi, for instance, is changed. The goalkeeper, Strenado Dansah, still has total confidence in the player. He didn't have a particularly exciting game in the game against Mali, but the boy honestly came out to make sincere admissions about the fact that he was a benchy three. This is the first time he's playing on a big African platform like the Africa Cup of Nations, and his judgment and timing, especially with aerial situations, left much to be desired. After that, he's been worked on, but there could be changes out there. If Danaje keeps the post, I would not be surprised, but the group of trainers still have confidence in him. But I think the major change that we will see is that Suleiman Tari would be starting from the bench, and in his place will be Samuel Nkum, who will be playing on the right side. But in central defense, you know that Isaac Bosa has completed his ban, so he returns to central defense. Unfortunately, the captain of the side, John Mensah, is not likely to start this particular game. So in central defense, we likely John Boy on the right as a right half back, and in central defense, we have Isaac Bosa on the left side, Masaudu, and John Pinto on the right side. Anthony Anna will retain his position. So together with Emmanuel Ajimadadu, David would now shift to the left side all the attack instead of the right side where you operated from in the game against Mali. And that some of them will be on top of the attack to be supported by Kojo Asamoah with Samalenkum playing on the right side. All being equal, this is the team that I've seen from the training sessions. And let me emphasize that the coach has not given out a starting lineup. From the little experience I have in football and judging from the training sessions, this is the team that looks probable representing the nation against Guinea.
With these probable changes, would you say Ghana-Guinea in the last group game would be a done deal for Ghana?
Not at all. I mean, there are no done deals in this tournament. I mean, every team is qualified on merit.
Any predictions? Ghana-Guinea.
It's always very, very tough. There's something that pundits always shy away from. Football is saying that the pendulum of fortune could swing either way. But talking as a patron, of course, I would be happiest person to see Ghana win. But on the balance of play, I must say that the two teams are equally matched.
Football commentator Kabnaye Boa in that interview with Rosemary Gazy, and we wish the Black Stars well.